Good afternoon. My name is Albert. This is Local Splash. How can I help you?
Hi, Albert. This is Greg Neely. Albert, I signed up with you guys a few months ago, and I know that you went in and changed my website. I was just looking at it the other day, and I build in-ground pools, and they put too many keywords in there for service, and so all I'm getting is service calls and nothing to build a pool. And I was wondering if I could talk to somebody about, you know, changing that over or fixing that.
Sure, I can send a request for keywords to be modified. Or you can also do this at the on the client dashboard. But if you want us to take care of it, that's no problem. Let me just see what keywords there are.
All right, tell me how to do it on the keyboard. I wouldn't mind doing it on the keyboard or on the dashboard.
Do you already have access to the dashboard?
I think so. Hang on a second. Let me double check. I should have an app for it, right? And I don't.
Okay, I'll send you the mailer. 1 second. Okay. Did you ever set up your password for this?
I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, 1 second.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, you're able to log in?
I'm going to try that right now.
Okay.
And also let me.
Well, you review that. Let me check.
Okay, I'm in.
The keywords. Oh, you're in already?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the menu you see on the screen?
On the screen, it says Local Splash Pool Services, Chesterfield, Missouri.
Okay. That's probably the problem because it says Pool Services. You need something like pool construction, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, I'm going to have to send the specific things to the back office. That way they can review a new list.
Okay.
Let's see. So instead of pool services, you're a pool construction company, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And let me see, pool.
Anything that says pool service on there, I really need to have taken off.
Definitely. We're going to change everything over to other keywords, which I want to go over with you. But you do pool construction. I assume you do custom pools?
Yes.
Some pools. Let's see. Okay. 1 second. Okay, pool installation.
Pool installation. Pool repairs, no.
No pool repairs, okay. No.
No pool service.
Okay.
Pool maintenance, no.
Okay.
Pool man is okay.
Pool.
It says pool man. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm not too familiar with the industry. I can
custom
remove it.
Custom pools is fine.
Custom pools. Custom hot tubs as well?
No.
Okay. I'll remove that. And
Swimming pool services, no.
Okay.
Swimming pool contractor, yes.
Oh, perfect. One second.
That's what we want to put on the title.
Swimming pool contractor for the title, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I wonder if pool installations would be better.
Honestly, I'm not
pool
sure.
Contracting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave pool construction, custom pools, pool installation, swimming pool contractor, and the other ones that you mentioned, which were
the repairs,
remove it, and maintenance, remove it.
And
okay.
The other one was swimming pool repair service. Take that one off too.
Okay. Definitely. I'm going to send this off to the back office team. That way they can make the changes. It should reflect within about a day or so.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. So where do my customers see this ad? On like Facebook and Google, or I'm not sure where they see it.
Well, you have Facebook ads. Those are directly on Facebook itself. And the local search engine optimization, basically what we do is make sure that the keywords for the services you provide are consistent across several directories. That's what helps us get you on a higher ranking on the Google search results. So this is ideally, if they search in your area, they should be able to find your Google business profile near the map section of Google.
Okay. One quick question. So my Facebook got hacked. I couldn't get it fixed. So I had to set up a new Facebook. So do they need to have that information to switch it over to that Facebook, or can they find that for me?
Definitely. You have a new Facebook personal account, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's under Gregory L. Neely.
Let me check. Facebook.
I just want to make sure they're sending it to the right place.
Gregory L. Neely. Is Neely
N-E-Y? No, M-I-E-L-E.
M-I-E-L-E.
Right.
Is it a picture of a pool?
Yes.
Okay, I think I found it. It has a picture of a pool, and it says Edgewater Pools on the back.
That is correct.
Perfect. Well, I'll send a revision to have them change the ownership to this new
population. Okay.
And the person from the back office team, if they need something from you, they'll contact you.
Okay. Then also, could whoever edits the website, could you have them send me, and what I'd like to do is go through the website with them and change some things in there that they put in?
Oh, okay. Let me just see when that person's available. One second.
Okay, sure.
just a bit longer. I'm waiting on a reply.
Okay. No rush.
Okay, I have available for that appointment 8:30, 9 a.m., 9:30, and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let me see, you're in Missouri?
Central.
So
yeah,
I believe you're
time.
two hours ahead. It should be 4
yes.
Where you're at, right? Okay.
It is 4:30, yeah.
Okay, so it would be either at 10:30 a.m., 11 a.m., 11:30 a.m., or 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Let's do it 3 p.m.
3 p.m.? Okay, I'll go ahead and have that reserved, and you can expect the call at that time.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate all your help.
No problem. You have a good day. Bye.
Bye.